And recording. What a week. In fact, you know what? I'm going to adjust this and put this microphone over here, or this video thing over there, and get that over there. And okay, no, I've got major changes to announce across the board. I got my list here of things that have been done this week. And in fact, I've got to add something to this list. Hold on. I need to, I don't know if you can hear that. Okay. I might make this quick, and I might extend the Taiwan special. This week, someone told me that I'm an incredibly efficient person this week. I don't get the efficiency. When I get that Jesse, you're one of those high productivity people. When I hear that from people, I get that from people. And if you learn anything from me, hopefully they'll start saying the same thing to you. But it doesn't make any sense. I don't know. I mean, I don't see myself as high productivity. I think that's a perception. It's not a mode. It's not a direction. It doesn't guide me. I don't try to be a high productivity person. I don't try to be an efficient person. I think I'm a very inefficient person, frankly. And frankly, I don't think I get enough done. It's kind of like as soon as you're humble, you know you're not. It's like when you think you're being productive, you're probably lowering your standards. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, the more I think of myself as being unproductive, the more I get stuff done. And now that's not to say that we're talking about, I'm so unproductive. I'm unproductive. I don't get anything done. I don't mean that I go through life thinking that. It's just that I've got stuff I want to get done. And I do see that I get stuff done, but I want to get more stuff done. So anyhow, this is kind of interesting to talk. Could you, we're going to fast forward all that. I want to get stuff done. And people talk about this. Tell me that I get stuff done. And I get stuff done. So getting stuff done is about... Now, just the excerptable audio of what I just said. Well, that's a thing. I don't know if you know this or not, but like in movies, in television, being able to take a snippet completely out of context, take part of a sentence out of the sentence and just listen to it. Like, you've got to watch it if you're in politics, and if you're making movies or advertising, you have to engineer it, you know. And if you're in comedy, it's really funny to do to other people. So it's just a thing. It's just a thing. It's like, you know, that's quotable. No, that's not what I mean. That's the fun of it. It's taking what someone meant and putting it the opposite way, but still quoting them. That can really, good, bad, I don't know, it just can be funny. So anyhow, here I am talking about stuff. But getting stuff done, I got stuff done this week. And I get this from people. They tell me I'm high productivity. And for me, I just want to move to accomplish things. So this week, here's what I did. I went back and I edited the 1 million words that I've written over the last 10 years, and I corrected all of the wrong uses of the possessive apostrophe. Yup, that was me. I did that. I went back and changed every single use of the possessive apostrophe because I'm coming out very soon, which gets to something else. I'm coming out very soon with my own English teaching curriculum. Like a core. I've already moving towards it. I've already got some of the stuff written at write.pink, but I'm going to be organizing it out. Teaching topic and then repetition by year. I don't know if you know this or not, but in teaching English, math is another thing. It's progressive. It builds. But in teaching English, grades 1 through 6 basically repeat the same grammar lessons every year. They just use bigger words to do it. Isn't that interesting? You know what? I mean, is that... You know, is repeating the same grammar lesson 6 years in a row really what English core should be about? Core, like core curriculum. I've had a background in education, so I know what core means. Like I actually, as a high school student, voted on my own curriculum in school. Like it was a thing. The curriculum is about objectives. It's like, students will know how to do this. They will know these 5 words. And, you know, like those are like points 1 and point 2, and you vote on them at a committee meeting. That's how to govern curriculum. And then you leave it up to the teachers to decide how to carry it out. so that you don't micromanage. I don't know if you know about curriculum. So I'm coming out with my own core. And so I need to at least have used my possessive apostrophes right. Like Jesus, like if Jesus is possessive, it's J-E-S-U-S apostrophe S. You don't ignore. That's right. You don't leave the first. Because the only time you don't add the S is if the reason the first S is there is to make it plural. So it's like plural and possessive. You add one S for one of those reasons, but only one S. It's like it doesn't. If the S already there isn't there. You know what? Anyhow. But yeah, it's a thing. So I went back and edited all those. And that took time. I also finished my computer coding. I wrapped a bow on it this week. I'm thrilled about that. So I'm completely moving on. While I was editing, I did some changes. Monkeys in the Jungle and The Four Planes now are available in their own individual paperbacks. Books.jessesteele.com. You can go to the copy page, look for the books. There's a books page. It's there individually. Now, this is part of the My Mind anthology. But if you wanted to get Monkeys in the Jungle, kind of a Who Moved My Cheese for vision and administration. If you want to get that on your coffee table or biblical metaphysics, you know, the four planes, you know, what is the soul and the spirit and how are they different? And you know, all that. Those might make great little tiny baby coffee table books. The Four Planes is 100 pages. Monkeys in the Jungle is only 50. Those are now available in individual paperback. It's very expensive, but it's convenient. And I did that. So some of them still need some approval. It'll be coming later this week. I also added, this is important, because these are free in other stores. They have been in a lot of the ebook stores other than Amazon. It's a dollar about. I added 2,000 words to my ebook, The Four Planes. And in it, I think I really made it worthy of being published individually as a book. I explain the theory of pre-existence, that we had a level of pre-conscious pre-existence before creation. And I talk about what we were doing and why it makes perfect sense that Jesus was God but didn't know it when he was born. And it all makes sense and it's all biblical. Anyhow, I added those 2,000 words of The Four Planes and I really think that it finished it as a book. Okay. Crossroads, my churchianity book, the second book I ever wrote, just crossed 1,000 downloads on non-Amazon platforms. Yay, that's a big deal. Now, other books total, I've had 5,000 downloads over that total, but just any one book going over 1,000, that's a big deal. I have a new From Asia with Love book that's out this week, from asiawithlove.net. Go check out the books listed there. There's a new one available in print now, yay. Now, I want you to listen to this carefully. Yeah, now try to see if you can hear this. Okay, my point exactly. I have a new GPU in my computer and it's quiet. So I'm going to finally start recording some audio stuff that's going to be going on PinkWrite. And I'm going to really zoom in and focus on my educational videos this week. And I'm really excited about that. GPUs and computers can be noisy, especially if they're older. But I got a newer, faster one, so making videos, it's going to be quality. I have to do teaching. You can't make teaching videos with a, you know, fan in the background. You know, that's just, it's distracting. It's not about having to pay ultra, ultra high money for everything to be super wonderful, but you've got to get your educational stuff at least to the point where your bad quality won't be a distraction. And that's important because your business has to be scalable and you can't spend all the money in the beginning. It's just not responsible. But I'm being responsible. And so we're going to get to educational videos. I'm starting that this week. Yay. There will be high-end premium stuff. There will be, affordable videos on Udemy. There will be free stuff. It'll be all over. And last, I've taken my podcasts and I've wrapped them up into one. It's called the All Podcast. I've got a purple shirt in it. I changed my shirt to purple. It's edited to be purple. And I've submitted it to the podcast aggregators. We're talking iTunes and Stitcher. And I'm waiting for them to approve it. But the All Podcast will be coming, so you can get this in the Taiwan special. It just doesn't make sense to have all these extra podcasts. It just doesn't make sense. Yay. See you tomorrow in the Taiwan special.